Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Gary Meyer, everyone. How are you, buddy?
David for Dent on the 50,000-watt mofo in the middle of the afternoon.
Look at me. Look at me.
How are you doing? I'm strapping on the big transmitter in the afternoon.
I'm pretty good. You know, I was saying the last time when I talked to you earlier today, the last time I filled in on the shift was for you. So it's been a while.
Wow. It's been a while. Well, the real story about Lisa is I did loosen her brake pads, and that was an effort to get the show back. So that's the real story.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, she won't reveal that.
Lisa's great. And she was the one that said to me when I said I haven't filled in since I filled in for you, she's like, you should have him on. And that's what we're doing right now. Hey, did you get pardoned this week, too? I don't even know. I didn't even look at the full list.
Here we go with the politics. David, where are you going with this? Really? I mean, that's why I don't do politics.
Yeah.
It's exhausting and gives me a headache. I've never done it. It's not because of the last 4, 8, 12 years. If you listen to my entire career, it was really, if it did happen, Chicago politics, because about 90% of Chicago is in agreement with whatever politics that you don't like, because a lot of things are bad there.
Well, that's true.
And that's the politics that I did. But beyond that, no.
But I will say the pardons came from both sides this week, and I just didn't know if you were on that list.
David, it's Friday. Have a drink. Relax.
I'd like to have a drink. I'm going to do that right after the show, actually. I pulled some top news stories of the day or some history of the day, because you can always riff on just about anything. Here's the top one I picked as far as parties. See, now this is how I'm pivoting out of the politics thing. Larry Fine of the Three Stooges died 50 years ago today. 50.
Okay.
Years ago today.
All right. This is very serious XM. This is what a lot of those guys do. They do birthdays, living and dead celebrities. One of my favorite things. And then it's National Donut Day.
Oh, I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'm not doing that. But that's one of them.
Larry died 100 years. It's weird when you get to this point where these people have been dead so long. They're in the ether.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, 50 years ago, dead 50 years.
Yes.
When you think about that.
Dead.
Yeah. I found a Chicago connection, though. He was discovered when he was the master of ceremonies at Rainbow Gardens in Chicago, whatever that was.
Okay, now that you're on the Stooges, I think Curly died in the 40s.
He did, yeah.
He died a long, long time ago. I mean, he was dead when those things started to really pick up steam, the Stooges films. He was long gone.
80-some years ago, 85 years ago, dead. And he died in his late 40s.
Yeah. Oh, this is really lifting my spirits. Anything else you got? Who do you want to see pardoned? Somebody's been dead for 87 years. Come on, Dave.
Maybe we should pardon Larry Fine for his issues. All right. You talk about cocktails. I know... You're an old-fashioned guy, because we've had old-fashions on the phone, toasting each other and chatting about life and so forth. But I just read that Costco put out a old-fashioned, so it's the Kirkland brand, and it has gotten like outstanding reviews. Like it's like just poured from the bar. And have you tried any of those, like the pre-mixed stuff?
Yes, I have done the Bullet pre-mixed Manhattan, and I have to say it was pretty good. Just add a cherry, because some of us are too busy to spend 2-3 minutes mixing our own drinks.
Yeah.
I do like that, having that in the cabinet if I just want a quick fix there and don't have to worry about the measurements.
You said Bullet, right?
Bullet, yeah.
Yeah, Bullet does a nice job with the old-fashioned and the Manhattan. And yeah, I know it's a lazy thing at the end of the night, especially if you're having people over and it's easy to do, but I like making, like for my engagement party this year, a holiday party, I do 5 gallons in a batch. I don't want to buy pre-stuff. I want to do it myself, make sure it's balanced, you know, put a nice little orange, little cherry, a little vanilla in there. And yeah, I like doing it myself. I do feel a little lazy with those.
It's good to have that choice, though, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely. It absolutely is. Absolutely is. Gary Meyer is with us. You know, this is the time of the year, Gare, that I think that in January, especially when it's cold outside, that you think about what makes you comfortable. And those creature comforts of life, right?
Well, last Sunday, TikTok went down for several hours, and I know some people that were losing it. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Our furnace went out 2 weeks ago for 3 days. It was three days before we could get it fixed.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, that's what I'd be concerned about, not watching cat videos. And here's the bit, David. If you've lived the majority of your life after 1950, think of all the great stuff that you've been able to enjoy that billions of people that have walked this earth have never had because it wasn't invented, or they still don't have it today. And we complain and talk about the weirdest stuff. Is it just a victim of the generations of where we're at and where the younger generations are, where they think that's really, really important and we don't care?
You know, what's funny is I could not tell my kids enough. I said, you know, when I was driving back, when I used to live, I lived in Minneapolis, I lived in New York for a little bit, but when I lived there, I would take a 5.5 hour drive. And I said, I might have listened to a book on tape or some music, but I mean, I really was good quality time for myself. And they're like, well, why, didn't you catch up on phone calls? I'm like, there was no phone calls. There was no phone. There was no cell phone. I want to sound like an old guy, but it was just a different time. And so, yeah, you're right. From a generational standpoint, you certainly appreciate things differently, don't you?
Well, you wanted to talk about the movie nominations, and that's part of this discussion where I see these nominations and the Golden Globes are the same thing with TV shows, and I'm thinking, I've never heard of 95% of these shows, movies, or actors. And I'm wondering if something happened during the pandemic and I went to an alternate universe and I'm trying to find my way back and I don't know where I'm at right now. Yeah. Or is everybody thinking this, or a lot of people?
Well, the thing is with the movies, they're all, you know, especially with the Globes, there are very artistic movies. So they're not the things that you would typically go to a theater and see. Like, I looked at the top 10 box office movies from last year, and then I looked at the Oscar nominated movies, and there's only one that shows up on there. So these are a little bit more obscure. So I don't think it's that unusual. I always think and go to, well, maybe it's a generational thing. It's an age thing. I'm aging out of some of the stuff that I have any interest in. But I think the way movies go these days, the ones that get nominated are not seen by many people.
Now, this is a fragmented audience, and 75 of the top 100 TV shows are NFL games. That's the only community we seem to have left.
It's the only time we watch stuff communally at the same time.
Yeah, and mass.
That's true too. That's very true. But like on TV, as you just said, I mean, you know, I guess the Grammys, the Oscars, maybe the Emmys a little bit, music award shows, and the Super Bowl are all the only thing we watch together. So when it comes to TV shows, like you just mentioned, it's just we all had more common ground in watching something when, you know, I don't want to sound like it's the 1970s, but when you had the major networks and even you had some basic cable networks like HBO or Showtime, everybody could kind of watch the same thing. I would say,
well, the limited channels, the limited amount of programming. Now there's so much. Even if you wanted to watch or listen to all this, how would you have time?
That's true. And I do count on friends to say, hey, have you watched this? 9 times out of 10, I don't know what they're talking about. And then I'll get into it and stop watching it again. I guess things like Yellowstone, there's that new Ted Danson series that's out there, maybe a little bit more commonplace. But there's a lot of really great content. You'll never run out of things to watch. It's just you got to know that it's out there and you got to know where to find it.
Well, the good news is, David, they've rebooted Hollywood Squares.
I saw that.
Yeah. We can be happy for that.
You know what? I don't like the sitcom and drama reboots. I kind of like the game show reboots. I loved when Alec Baldwin brought back Match Game and stuff. It's fun to watch and kind of, you know, do the retro thing. But, you know, it's not that I don't want to watch these shows. Like, my fiance has some shows that she watches. She's a little more on the reality side. My kids watch more comedy stuff and stuff that's really not for my demographic. But I do like it when I hear something that's out there that I can watch, maybe with some familiar faces too, you know.
I think the last time we talked, I mentioned a friend of mine said he was talking to his kids over the holidays about Don Rickles, because this friend of mine is a big Don Rickles fan, like I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
And his kids, who are in their 30s, they were, and he showed them some of Rickles' stuff, and they were appalled at how mean he was.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't do that today.
Glazer should come up and really prove the point of that's still important to be mean.
But, you know, I was watching, I threw it on because sometimes I just like the background noise, but I had thrown on, either All in the Family or Archie Bunker's Place. Archie Bunker's Place airs on Antenna TV, by the way. And when we would, I would play that, Josh and my two older kids got it because maybe I gave them some perspective, but it was on when my 12-year-old walked in the room. He's like, did you hear what he just said? That's horrible.
So, okay, I understand we've advanced, but my God, we're so sensitive about everything now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what school does. Especially the colleges. They do that. They make
it. Okay, the colleges.
The colleges.
The expensive colleges.
Yeah, exactly.
Over by there.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen nothing out of these Oscars this week. Anora, The Brutalist.
No, I heard the list and I went, huh? Where? When did those come out? Are they out? Where do I find? I
saw it A Complete Unknown, which is about, who am I thinking?
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan. But the rest of it, I don't know.
All right.
You know, My daughter wants to see Wicked. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I've got a lot of people texting. What are you up to, Gare?
Well, the podcast goes on Monday through Friday. I'd like to mention something that's going to happen on my show tonight at 5 Central. And I will have a friend of mine on. That's not the reason. The reason I have this friend, John Roach, on is because he co-wrote a script that David Lynch, who just died a week ago,
yeah,
directed, and it's the only movie David Lynch directed that he did not write. And this is a gem of a movie. It came out 25 years ago. It's called The Strait Story. It's based on a true story where Alvin Strait lived in Iowa and his brother lived in Wisconsin, and his brother had a stroke. They were estranged, but Alvin wanted to visit his brother before he died, but he couldn't drive anymore because of his eyesight. So he took his John Deere lawnmower and drove 400 miles to visit his brother. It's a beautifully filmed and acted Richard Farnsworth, Sissy Spacek, Harry Dean Stanton. It is a mini masterpiece. And if you want to feel good on a winter night, watch this movie, The Strait Story.
The Strait Story.
We're going to talk about David Lynch.
Okay, that's very, very cool. What else? What are you cocktailing with?
As Mel Brooks called David Lynch, the Jimmy Stewart from Mars.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's how he described David Lynch.
I love it. Get
this. David Lynch died in a way that was kind of the same genre of his movies. He had to evacuate his house in Los Angeles during the fires and then died right after that.
Horrible. Absolutely. Absolutely devastating for anyone. So you are cocktailing later. And do you veer away from the whiskey and the old fashions? You like a Manhattan more than an old fashioned, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I'm more of a Manhattan guy.
But have you gone into anything else? Do you do any gin drinks? Have you tried anything else?
Here's the thing, David. When I find something I like to stick with it. And I'm just happy with it. I like the color of it. I like the ring-a-ding-ding because it's very retro. It reminds me of Vegas in the 50s and 60s. That's what I like.
Very Sinatra-esque, I would say.
Yes.
I would say. Are you watching any of the NFL football stuff going on? Championship games or anything?
I've been watching them, and prior to this last weekend, which the games are very good, boy, those games before that were all crap, really bad. And then it got better, and I guess as we get to the final teams, it gets better. But still, I'm glad to see some good football here. And what else are you going to do in the middle of winter?
That's true.
That's why the NFL is so brilliant, the way it's all organized.
What do you focus on during the Super Bowl? Are you watching more of the game? You watching more of the spots? You waiting for the? I know you're waiting for the big musical performance.
Yeah, I take notes. Whatever, you'll see it, and you'll do what with it? Really, what am I going to analyze? Who's on? Who's playing?
Yeah, I kind of get excited about the commercials because I like to just play the game. Was it funny? And then do I remember what the brand is? Because isn't that the point of it?
Because there are 20 somethings at these ad agencies. That's why you have monkeys using staplers to promote office products. Because the 20-year-old, when they're in with an older generation at the workplace, they'll throw these crazy-ass ideas out there because they know they're crazy, but they figure, we'll see what happens. And then the older people at the office are afraid to deny the youth thought, so they'll make the commercial with the monkey using the office supplies. And that's why you get those.
It's true. Very true. Gary Meyer, GaryMeyer.com.